This is Sam FM.
Hi, world-famous Rose Leslie. How's it going?
Hello there, Damien. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, splendid. I'm all right, thanks. I'm going to crack on with the questions, if you're okay with me to do that.
Of course I am, of course.
Okay.
This is why we're here, Damien.
Well, among other things, let's just hang out for a bit, you know?
why not?
Talk to me about the new film. You're in a supernatural adventure movie called The Last Witch Hunter, and you play Chloe. What kind of woman is Chloe?
So, Chloe, first and foremost, is a witch. And she is living and kind of working within New York City. And she's had to grow up incredibly fierce in my mind. And as a result, that kind of self-reliance that she has enabled her to set up a memory bar. It's relatively, or if not incredibly successful, because when we first meet her, it's busy and hustling and bustling. And
like an actual bar where they serve drinks?
Like an actual bar, but not necessarily drinks. No, it is because we are within this, of course we are within New York City, but in this world that the film has created, there's an alternate reality whereby only witches can go to Chloe's bar because she is a witch. And in this bar, it's not drinks, but it is memory potions. And memory potions enable you to kind of tap into your past and to maybe get a bit nostalgic, or if something's more sinister required, then, you know, you either take a shot of something or you kind of breathe in some smelling salts, as it were. But no, it's not your fully functioning kind of alcoholic bar.
Part of me thinks that's a very strict door policy, and the other part of me thinks it would go down very well in Shoreditch.
Yes. Well, have you seen the bar? It looks so cool. I want to go to a bar like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've got a feisty character on our hands called Chloe, and she stars in the movie with Vin Diesel, who stands between us and the destruction of humanity.
Indeed.
How good are you in a crisis?
In a crisis? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I think myself, I'm pretty bloody terrible. But certainly with Chloe, she's good. She has backbone and some serious bite, and she is more than a match to Calder. And as a result, they make a good kind of pair, in the sense that they, together along with Elijah Wood, kind of hunt down and are able, hopefully, to, as you say, kind of destroy this rather demonic witch. Queen witch, rather.
Yeah, and I'm glad that this movie has come about. It's out on Wednesday if people would like to go and see it, and they should. But I'm glad it's come about because I like the fact that it's grounded in the sort of supernatural world of witches and beasts that we know and love. And it's not too carried away in the sort of a sci-fi adventure. It's still quite grounded in mythology.
Absolutely, it is. And the detail that goes into it is extraordinary. And, you know, as I completely agree with you, this film doesn't shy away from that. It is utterly committed to the world it has created. And Breckeisen, the director, has done the most sensational job at, you know, creating this world in the sense that it is visually stunning to watch. And you know, you just want to kind of like throw yourself in there and immerse yourself into this world and hopefully be a witch.
And so did you do most of your scenes with Mr. Vin Diesel?
I did quite a lot of my scenes with Vin.
Him Vin, not Mr. Diesel.
Not Mr. Well, hence the fact that, yes, I've worked with him for about 5 months. Yeah, I think I got past Mr.
Yeah,
Diesel.
Yeah, you've earned it.
But I was an incredibly lucky lady. I also happened to work with Elijah Wood and Michael Caine and Daria Olofsson, who is just brilliant, and Joseph Gilgan. So I kind of looked around many, many times, Damien, and realised just what a fortunate lady I was to be sharing the screen with so many brilliant actors.
Did you do any selfies?
No, I'm a bit of a dinosaur when it comes to social media, actually. No, I didn't take any selfies. Probably because Lionsgate would chop my hands off, so a result, I get my phone well away.
Yeah, that's true. Although we could then get you a selfie stick and somehow attach it to your body, and then you could just, you'd be off. You're going, don't even know what a selfie stick is.
I think I can work that one out, actually.
But then they're all over the place now, like these kind of extendable poles that everyone takes with them.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, they are.
Talk to me for a second about your other work as well. That line from Game of Thrones, you know the line.
Yes.
Right. What kind of impact did that have on your life? Because I must quote it maybe 3 times a week.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
It's an awesome catchphrase.
At least one person does.
At least one person does. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is a fabulous phrase. I've always felt incredibly... always felt incredibly fortunate to play Ygritte, but along the fact that, you know, she has this rather infamous line to go along with the character is, it's a very cool thing. And that line does get chucked at me quite a lot, but I still love it. I mean, meeting the fans from Thrones, they are ardently kind of passionate and committed to the series. And that's a fabulous thing for any actor, to be associated with something that is so globally adored. And I will forever be in debt to David Benioff and Dan Wise.
Yeah. And do you think in The Last Witch Hunter there is a similar line that will have such a fan base around it? For example, you are in a trap, and then you kick Vin Diesel in the stomach.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. That was rather fun, only because I've never felt so badass in my life. Because obviously the man was on a wire, and so kind of he flew back. And I suddenly thought that, you know, my leg was seriously powerful. But yeah, for that 1 millisecond.
And I had a conversation with my girlfriend this morning. She went, "What are you doing today?" Because she just talks like that. And I said, "Well, I'm interviewing Rose Leslie from Game of Thrones." She goes, "I've never seen Game of Thrones." She went, "Is that Gwen from Downton Abbey?"
And
"Oh, I don't know." She went, "No, the one that turned up that was in it at the beginning and came back and like unannounced, and it was really weird. What was it like going back for that?"
Oh, do you know what? It was great going back to that. So I left Downton in 2010. And so, you know, it was very much a trip down memory lane, and I got incredibly nostalgic, just not only to be back at Highclere, but also kind of surrounded by the cast, and when we were shooting a little bit in Ealing Studios, doing that kind of road trip, but doing that drive over to Ealing again. I was, you know, it brings back incredibly happy times in my life, and it was just wonderful to be working with friends again. It's always quite fun when you get to work with friends.
And put on the old clothes as well.
I put on the old clothes, yeah. I got a hat. I got a husband. I was incredibly happy, Damien.
Hey, listen, what a wonderful actress. We're really excited to see you in The Last Witch Hunter. It comes out on Wednesday. Perfect antidote for anyone that is also thinking, oh, God, Back to the Future, because Wednesday's Back to the Future Day.
So yes, it is.
Some geeks like me will probably watch it on DVD and then go out and see the film.
Oh, fabulous.
But hey, The Last Witch Hunter is out on Wednesday. You can watch the trailer on our website. And just quickly tell me what you've got coming up after The Last Witch Hunter.
So I have, there is a BBC programme called Luther.
With
Idris Elba. Yes, I love Luther too. I've been obsessed with Luther ever since the beginning. And so season 4 will be coming out in December. And so I'm in that, which is just the best thing in the whole goddamn world.
Hey, we'll look out for you. thank you so much for your time, Rose Leslie.
Thank you very much, Damien.
Sam FM. Yeah, bro.